A spike in after-school robberies at MTA bus stops has left some students fearful of their public bus commute. Three law enforcement agencies, Baltimore City Police, City School Police, and MTA Police, have now launched efforts to reduce these crimes. WIPR's Jonna McCone has this report.
Jake Nacken, a 10th grader at Bard High School Early College in West Baltimore, was waiting at Hartford Road in the Alameda for a bus home to Hamilton one day last November when it happened.
Basically, me and two of my friends were at this stop, and three dudes came up to us, and they asked us what school we went to, and we answered.
He and his friends walked away, headed for another bus stop. They got about halfway there when they were stopped. Jake says he thought the teens were joking when they demanded his phone.
I wouldn't give them my phone, so they sucker punched me and took my phone and made me put in my passcode and reset it really quickly, and then they left. And cops came and picked us up and such.
We've been dealing with this issue of these kids robbing kids for cell phones probably for the past 4 or 5 years. But now it just seems like it's happening more.
That's Akeel Ham, Baltimore City Schools acting chief of school police. He says most of the crime is happening at bus stops, especially in Northeast Baltimore, where kids congregate. Often it's teenagers in small groups stealing cell phones. Ham says it's often difficult to monitor and separate horseplay from crime, particularly with so many students, scores sometimes, waiting at the stops.
Kids play around and, you know, it's kind of hard to really see whether or not this stuff is happening sometimes, especially if there's no weapon and kids are just walking up to a kid and they're implying that they may have something and to give it up.
John Land, City School's Executive Director of Operations, says school officials are making changes to improve safety.
We've worked with school communities as they raise the issues. Doesn't mean that all issues raised reach us, but if community reaches out to us, we'll work with the MTA on what can be done to, you know, improve a bus stop.
When crimes spike, there's a detail involving school, Maryland Transit Administration, and city police. Officers work specific corners and even walk onto the bus to talk to kids and ask them about safety issues.
On a day-to-day basis, all three, school police, city police, and MTA police, are in communication at dismissals.
The MTA, which operates city buses, keeps its own data. School police keep track of what's reported to them. City police have crime statistics that don't track assaults or robberies of children by bus stop or bus lines, though they have breakdowns of crimes by time of day, and they track robberies committed by juveniles. The agencies hold monthly meetings with the state's attorney to track hotspots and identify repeat offenders. Chief Ham says school police use those numbers.
Where we see those problems bubble up, we do add additional resources to those areas. We ask city police to watch over certain areas because we're limited in what we do so much, especially from the redeployment, because our officers are now mainly assigned to the schools now.
In addition, school police are asking parents to report incidents to principals so they can keep better track. Jake's mother, Bernadette Nacken, says she doesn't know what the solution is, but she thinks because City Schools is offering school choice and requires students to use public buses, they must play a role.
I think they do bear some responsibility for the safety of the children. If it was a yellow bus that had a designated drop-off and pick-up, that we'd be having a different conversation now.
Nacken says for the number of kids she knows who've been robbed getting to or from school, she'd like to more clearly understand the roles and responsibilities of MTA, City Schools, School Police, and Baltimore City Police in making sure all children can get to school without fearing their safety. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.